Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Care to Read. You have your Omega 7 in the house, the advisor you need, and the advocate you want. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to today's segment of health education. We are featuring neophyte training for neophytes who are learning about African traditional religion. During the segments that we've covered so far, I'd like to give you a slight review of what we've covered. We so far have covered an initiation, which was held for a rites of passage for two young men who received their African names. And at another later date, we will be giving them their second name. However, we have covered so far prayers for Ori, the prayers for Oromola, and the prayers for Oludumare. Now, those of you neophytes who have been following along, as you know, we have told you that there are morning prayers and evening prayers. I hope you are following along by doing your prayers each day. We also cover the information about the holy ground of the area that you do your prayers in. You must always remember that water has no enemy. It is resistant to enemies. It is currency, and you must always use water when sanctifying the ground that you are about to say the prayers on. Now, we did cover information about the process and the manner in which you will begin to do your prayers. We would also like to remind you that you must always acknowledge your higher force, which is the God Almighty, Oludumare, and paying homage to Oludumare first, Ilede, and Olurum, and then your Ori, your personal guardian angel. Now, there are some procedures that you can follow in how to prostrate yourself before Oludumare as well as Ilede. Now, I did tell you that it is important that you should learn the African Yoruba language. However, you can do the prayers in English. The main thing I wanted you to know most of all was that prayers are in order for any type of initiate. You must learn the power of prayer. Now, the purpose of asking our ancestors to come and join us is because the ancestors have a force that they bring with them. They're our Ashe, and they are the closest thing to the higher force. So they can join hands with us in our prayer, making our prayer stronger and more forceful. That is why we ask the ancestors to join us in prayer. They have the ability to also help us get the ear of the king so that we can get a prayer through. And as you know, we told you that prayer is just a vibration, a frequency. And a frequency is a behavior modification which we are employing the universe to make a change. As I told you, there are 400 plus 1 on the right-hand side and 200 plus 1 on the left side. We must appeal to both and paying homage to both. We are asking for assistance. So therefore, help is available for us to ask for the universe to join us in our prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to tell you that households need to learn to pray, and they need to teach their offspring to properly pray. And if you pray without ceasing, God will always have an ear for you. And it is important that African Americans learn traditions and rituals. What we have attempted to do here is to bring you rituals and traditions in your household. Now, mind you now that there are other nationalities that are also listening in. This is not exclusively for African American families. Since we did civilize the world, we are bringing this service to the world. And if it will help you civilize your household, and if you're not African American, so be it. So let it be done. As you know, OMI has also been focusing in on family lifestyle and the roles of the family members, such as the child, the wife, and the husband. We have not spoken too much on the role of the husband. However, we have talked quite a bit about the child being at the center of the family and being the far most important person. And we've also briefly spoke on the woman, but I'd like to say that the woman, the female gender, is the spiritual side of the Most High. Therefore, being very sacred in the family, looking to for wisdom and guidance as well. Now, not to forget or prolong the character of the father in the household, the father must have the plans, the father must lay down the goals, and there can only be one goal and objective to work towards. Therefore, they all line up with the goals and objective to work towards a common cause. And ladies and gentlemen, I like to say for some of you women who have been used to living alone, making decisions on your own, it's okay to render that responsibility to your head, which is the man in the household, and support him so that you are not at odds with each other over any condition or problem. Therefore, two heads that are working together are much better than one. Now, the fathers today have been displaced in society as far as the African-American males go. They have been so desperately displaced, but we have to constantly determine how to grab them back into the family. Unfortunately, through no problem on their own, they have been taken away from the family, but we must find a way to graft them back into the family. So it's very important for fathers to also work with their wives, learning prayers, heading up the family, and giving the family direction. It is very important that women can take the time to listen to what their husbands are saying, get information from them, and they come together on one accord to make decisions, giving the woman influence as well. So therefore, we are not stagnating the woman by telling her she has no say-so or no input. This is not what this segment is about. It is about working in duality, meaning that they both can interchange roles. Once households learn that women can interchange roles in the home, that does not mean that you put on the pants and carry yourself in the nature of a man and lose your femininity, woman. That means that whatever you can shoulder up for the sake of the family, you could carry that load and exchange roles with your husband. Vice versa, husband, that doesn't mean that because you can fix a meal that you're now going to decide to wear a dress. What I'm saying is that whoever is skilled enough to do that task in the family, let them take it on, not losing any part of their masculinity or femininity. And I'm trying to make it plain today so that he that read it can let it run with it and they're not confused or baffled by anything I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have to set the record straight. We have to have characters. We have to have roles and responsibilities. We cannot have other women taking care of women, saying that they can serve them as a male. You cannot serve another woman as a male, no matter how much you try to shoulder up the experience. You must understand that even The depth of a woman's womb has been designed for that of a male, not of another woman. So we have got to get this thing right, ladies and gentlemen. And I've been preaching on this because I want us to understand that if our family members or someone in our family needs the assistance to determine what their role is and their character, let us stop to help them. Let us intervene while they're yet young, and we can help mold and guide them. If we see a young person that is baffled by their responsibility as a feminine or male person, then let us as family members intercede to show them the way, to guide them. Not bicker about that's the way that God made them, because I do not personally think God made anyone other than the characters that he created, male and female him. And they were both in one particular gene. However, he meant for that gene to gravitate into his own nature, one taking precedent over the other. Now, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time talking on that because the news is already taking care of that. They are everywhere talking about the characteristics of the genders in the church and possibly in our communities. We have got to collectively come together as a community, as an African community, and help define families once again. We have forgotten. We have strayed away, and we have lost our ever-loving minds. And that's all I have to say on that subject. And I'm not here to debate with anyone. That is not why OMI is on the air, to debate anyone on femininity, on gender roles. But I am here as a specialist to talk about family life and family life roles of character. Now, we covered that quite a bit. We talked in depth about that. We made sure that people understood that OMI was a little concerned about our children and the roles that they are taking and what's happening with our families. We know that that is a problem for families right now, and we want to do something about that because we don't want our little boys being tampered with, and we want to make sure that we speak out about what is the norm. Somebody has to set a norm. There has to be a standard lift up. When you lift up a standard, then you have a model to roll after. If there is no standard lifted up, then any and everything can go. In society today, it looks like we are not allowed to lift up a standard, and people are afraid to say what the standard is, so therefore everyone becomes confused. You're not out of your mind. You're not confused. You have a clear understanding of what you are to be doing. What the problem is the matter of the family. The family structure has to be redefined. And like it or not, family, OMI is going to help define what the family's role is. As a family life educator, that is my job. Not that I'm picking on any race of people, any culture, any creative person, but I'm saying what needs to be addressed in the family. Now, as you go with me, we are going to get ready to do our libation, and I'm going to clean myself up in a bit, and we're going to go right into our libation, and we're sort of delaying things a little bit because I wanted to get that recess out and recuperate and recover all the stuff that we have been covering. Yes, you heard OMI very, very distressed about the situation about our children. Yes, I did preach a little bit and talk on it and speak on it a little bit, and I felt that you were expecting me to say something. And don't think that it's strange that I would not address that for fear of what somebody might say behind it. If I say something wrong personally to someone, then that's when you can be concerned. But if I am just saying something in general for the benefit of the family, the African family, and other families alike, then think not as strange. Now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you so very much for going with us this evening. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for also being nearsighted and inviting yourself into a room. If you're not a friend yet, you definitely might want to sign up to become a friend. And OMI will definitely read your email. If you will go ahead and drop me a line or two, I can get back to you and read your emails and let you know if it's okay to become a friend. I definitely would love to have you as a friend in this room. Everybody's welcome here. There is no particular race of people only. We invite all people here, and we invite them for the benefit of all of the shows. There's no special show here. We are opening up things to the world. Our religion needs to be shared with the world, ladies and gentlemen. African American, did you hear me? We need to share our religion with the world because we are going to have to formalize and help the world to come to an agreement of what is appropriate and what is in order. Yes, we're going to help civilize the world once again. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with us having to civilize the world. We once did it before as ancient people. We can do it again. Now, don't be confused. Don't be upset because now you're saying that we were ancient people and you didn't know anything about it. Yes, we were ancient people. We still are ancient old people. They don't know a time when Africans did not exist. They cannot depict the date and time when we first came on the scene. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this for the record, that in civilizing the world means we give the world the nature of things. It means we define and give reasoning behind how a family operates. Let me put it quite frank for you. A family has a destitute, which is likened to the church, likened to whatever is above is below. So the family structure here and what I'm teaching in Nephi training will frequently be discussed and surveyed and talked about, because once we put back into the hearts of men and women a structure for the family, we can change things, we can make things better in this world. And aren't you glad that somebody with a home background, family life education, wants to make a difference in the world by showing us how it was once done, by helping us to remember at a time when we were kings and queens. Let us try to remember that time, and let us try to also remember the power of faith. I will do station identification, and I'll be right back at you in the air. The number here is 646-478-0270. Thank you so much. Now listen to The Power of Faith by our ancestors.
From the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in our hearts when it seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night. The power that feels so secure.
Song, ladies and gentlemen, and our faith is very strong in our ancestors that they will be here to allow us to stand on their shoulders, because it is truly their shoulders who we are mounting on top of to advance ourselves. And now, as I get prepared to do the ritual for the naming ceremony, I told you earlier we have to use water to purify the ground, so that everywhere the water is purified, it will prepare the ground to receive the ancestors, so they're invoked and they're called forward to aid and assist us. And I am going to quickly speed up this ceremony by asking for the elder to give me permission to speak in the audience. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, you do have permission to speak.
Thank you so much, Elder. And I'm going to proceed on with the ritual to get cleaned up here. And I had a little technical difficulty. Just bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. But we are going to proceed on as usual. The show must go on, and we're back on, and thank you so much. And I'm going to get permission. Do I have permission to get purified here?
Yes.
Can you please purify me, Baba?
Purifying the north, purifying the south, purifying the west, purifying the east. You're purified.
Thank you very much for that purification. I can proceed on with the ceremony. And ladies and gentlemen, you must know why I use water. Water has no enemy. It is a currency moving constantly in our lives so that our lives are not stagnated. If you have a bit of stagnation there and want to clear your life, put a glass of water under your bed and let it create the currency for you. Put a glass of water out on your altar and let it create the currency. Once again, let me proceed on the journey of freedom. This is called the Talking Cure. This is a Talking Cure segment, and as I indicated earlier, this is Neophyte Training, our Neophyte Training that will be covering the four souls, the four great tasks of the soul. The category of our subdividing, we'll be talking about those souls today. This is our fifth segment, ladies and gentlemen, and most of you should congratulate yourself for going all the way with us and participating. This segment is very important because we are going to tell you a little bit about the path and how the philosophy of Ifi started and what does a priest learn and what is required of a priest. It is foregoing a lifetime of learning, just like a doctor or a practitioner or a surgeon would spend a lifetime of training, so would a priest or priestesses. Ladies and gentlemen, I am purified now, and as I told you, water knows no enemy, and I am going to say one of the prayers here to bring about this event, and I'm going to have a libation to help me here. Mojabao, 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 Iba Ashe, Iba Ashe, Iba Ashe, Owo Okulo, Mojo Obo, Awa Mojobo, Mojo Obo, Awa Ile, Awa Olorun, Mojubao, Ewa O Olorun, Mojubao, Ewa Olorun, Mojo Ojubo, Oba Rufe, Mojo O, Mojo O, Mojo O. Spirit that comes from the beginning of this world, spirit that comes from the east, spirit that comes from the west, spirit that comes from the north, spirit that comes from the south, spirit that comes from the celestial world, spirit that comes from the planet earth, spirit that comes from the holy city, Ile Ife, spirit that comes from the ocean, spirit that comes from the rivers, I praise you. I praise you, I praise you. Homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass. Homage to the 400 spirits on the right side, Lord of the light. Homage to the 200 spirits on the left side, Lord of the light. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. Homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass. The Holy Diviner, the Holy Diviner, I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. Homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass. Diviner on the right side, I praise you. Diviner on the left side, I praise you. Diviner in the east, I praise you. Diviner in the west, I praise you. Diviner in the north, I praise you. Diviner in the south, I praise you. Ejuba, Mojuba, Ashe. Eba Luo, Eba Jubana, Eba Jukoda, Eba Deseda, Eba Ababa, Eba Yeye Baba, Ejuba, Ejuba Moe. Spirit, inspire me, my diviner of the sacred forest. Inspire me, my assistant. Inspire me, Akoda. Inspire me, Aseda. Inspire me, Iruba. Inspire me, my father. Inspire me, my mother. Inspire me, my mother and father. Inspire me, ancestors. And all who I have not named, I invoke you also. Please don't forget me. Ibaluwa. Iba Jobona, Iba Ifa, Iba Ashe. Now I'll proceed with calling on our heroes and sheroes. I'd like to call on the name of Langston Hughes, Ashe. I'd like to call the name of Dr. Charles Drew, Ashe. Booker T. Washington, Ashe. Benjamin Banneker, Ashe. Harriet Tubman, Ashe. Jackie Robinson, Ashe. Langston Hughes, Ashe. Leontine Price, Ashe. Louis Armstrong, Ashe. Madam C.J. Walker, Ashe. Malcolm X, Ashe. Nat Turner, Ashe. Rosa Parks, Ashe. W.E.B. Du Bois, Ashe. And Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. Join in, ladies and gentlemen, by participating in this segment by calling your personal ancestors. Now, let me remind you that we also remember to call on the God Almighty, the mighty God of the outer courts of heaven, Oladulamare. The African God is the God of the universe. Ilede is the God of the outer courts. And then you have Olorun, Olorun. And Olorun was assigned to this earth, which brings us Ori, our Godhead. We must acknowledge our Godhead, our Almighty, and our guardian angel, Ori. We know that Ori is the one that goes all the way with us, makes things possible, gives us good success, and if we are to have prosperity, we have to thank our Ori. Neophytes, you must remember to pay homage to your Ori, but pay homage to the Godhead first. The Godhead is the Almighty God who created the universe, then the Godhead who guards the outer courts of heaven, then your Ori, El Ramallah, who guards your affairs, who is concerned with your affairs. You have a personal God. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you got it by now. You have a personal God. Let me go on. I'd like to call Robert Jenkins, Shay. Clara Mae Jenkins, Shay. Essie Lee Pope, Shay. Tommy Pete Harvey, Shay. Mary Lou Hawkins, Shay. Marvin Jenkins, Shay. Robert Jr. Jenkins, Shay. I'd like to call George Lilly, Shay. Sam Lilly, Shay. Ruby Bracken, Shay. Michelle Harvey, Shay. Michael Harvey, Shay. And I'd like to call my aunt Isa Lilly, Shay. Initial Lilly, Shay. Ruby Lilly, Shay. Ruby Bracken, Shay. I say so be it, so let it be done. Thank you for the commencement of this service of the naming ceremony. Continue every day to press forward by putting your family members' names on the altar, on your shrine that you have designed in some corner of your house, be it your basement, your living room, your floor area where it is grounded. You must ground your ancestors. Remember, the closer to the ground, the better they become grounded. I'm teaching you these things, ladies and gentlemen, because you need the help of your ancestors. You need to call them back to assist and aid you. You're not just calling their names out. You must reconnect with your ancestors on a day-to-day basis so they can become a part of your family. And if they're not a part of your family, they will go unnoticed, and they will be forgotten. And it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. It is our responsibility to reunite our families back together again, dead or living. They become alive when we bring them back to our families. Okay, and I'd like to thank you for that information. Now, I want to go on to talk to you about segment number 5, the four paths of the soul. Neophytes, get around. This portion is dedicated for you. Anyone that considers himself a student and would like to be a lifetime student, you can certainly get the services you need here to understand African traditional religion. We are not trying to make you a priest. That is a lifetime endeavor, ladies and gentlemen. This is to give you some foundational traditions where you can incorporate into your lifestyle and your family life. The path of the soul is subdivided into four great stages, ladies and gentlemen. The first stage is a progression of the soul toward birth. This stage of the journey is conceived of an awakening through a forest toward the habitation of the living. The second stage of the journey is the existence of the incarnate soul, amounting the living. This is achieved by the first post-thon existence, during which time the dead or the disincarnated soul maintains a limited contact, which is dangerous. It's the first time for the living with the elements of his or her past life. The next stage, number 3, is the stage of the journey of the soul, beginning with the physical body, which dies. Then another postpartum or psychic existence began. This is a progression towards the origin of all souls. The fourth stage is a final stage of the journey of the soul. It is a participation of the soul in the activities of being reconstructed in the mythical city. This city is socially organized as it is for your own purpose, but it is situated and it is opposite of the reverse side, where one finally returns. This dimensions, he finally returns to the dimensions or the place of his people by soul shed of their personality, but are on the way to be reconstituted anew, to be made over again before rebirth. These four great stages are respectively characterized by elements, fire, air, water, and earth, enumerating in the order where they are transformed cyclically, the one into the other. Meanwhile, each branch of the journey includes a place of departure and a place of arrival and a place in between, subdivided into two parts, and also seems to be characterized successfully by the element earth, fire, air, water, or better by the cardinal direction, east, west, north, and south. Okay? And this information is all documented in the training manuals, and they will actually break it down, the womb of the earth, the tomb, the womb of the mother, the cycle, gestation stage. Deep pools reflects the hypercosmic, the sea and the sky. Then you have the sacred forest, okay? The sacred forest, the spiritual world. You have the world of the living, the world of the forest and the quest for life, the world of the dead, the spiritual world, the world of the living. Then finally, the spiritual Ile Ife. Ile Ife is a common place they call heaven, which is centered over in Nigeria, in Africa. That is the birthplace of the Garden of Eden that you've heard so much about. Ile Ife is the same name. You complete the cycles of evolution of the soul and relation to spiritual Ile Ife and the four great Odus. Odus are reading, ladies and gentlemen. The component of the soul according to the writing, okay? And you have a spark of spiritual fire, which is a morsel of God. Number two, in a very literal sense, it means one destiny. What is your destiny? However, it also seems to be the guardian angel of the person and survives the death of the body. Then you have number three. The word egubo seems to mean a type of breath or psychic essence. It may refer to the phenomenon that the Europeans manifest as metaphysician, called the astral body or the psychic body. The world in the paraphysis is also an example of the person's spirit, the person's spirit of the father, seems to imply that the psychic inherence or the type of familiarity. Okay, number four, this seems to be the physical personality of the soul. This is the environmental influence of father, how the spirit is modified by the matter. Literally, okay, the house of fathers and the house of mothers. The component of the soul according to the Dahomeys, and this is a tribe of Africans, the Dahomeys, okay? And the Dahomeys describe it in this manner. Okay, you have first you become known as the afterbirth. Then you have the personality, the soul. Fourthly, you have the destiny or one's guardian, the oversoul or the overself. Among the Dahomeys, the Linden is called Ye after birth. And it is said that the Ye and the Linden are but two different moments in the activities of the soul. Okay? And it goes on to say, the lindens is the entire head. Considered under its unknown, the mysterious aspect, when one makes a sacrifice to the head, it is to the linden that it is destined. Individual intelligence, and it talks about the head being very important. This is when we can speak, meaning to think. To do means to be from afar, beyond. We don't know the origin of our thoughts, they say. They say that it comes from afar. And the linden is that which watches over us, awakens us, and because of it awakens us and jars us, a contact, okay, to notify us in the event of danger. It is destined in us to be able to find an understanding of this particular head. The spirit of life is when it returns to death. It does not remain with the body. The spirit does not remain with the body. In respect, the linden is what the Dahomeys call comparable to the what they call a decipher, a breaking away. Yoruba concept of the Ori is explained as well. The word Ori has many meanings. For number one, Ori means head. It means the apex of all things, the highest of any endeavor. In the human body, Ori is divided into the physical head, the spiritual head, and the physical head is the human skull, which encases the brain. We use for thinking and controlling all other parts of the body, either consciously or unconsciously. The eye for seeing things around us, and the nose for smelling and respiration, and the ears for hearing and differentiating various sounds, the mouth for eating and speaking, the tongue for tasting. In other words, the whole essence of man, woman, is the head. Without the head, ladies and gentlemen, a human loses its identity, and it's just like any other human without a head. On the other hand, the spiritual head is subdivided into two, apart and new. The internal spiritual Ori and Ori appear. The signs of the individual, personal divinity, the Ori appear, is accumulation of the individual destiny that is designed. Okay, the Akule is that part of one's destiny which the individual chooses out of his or her own violation. We choose our own destiny. We make our own destiny. Akumale is that part of the destiny which is added as complementary to Akumale. Okay? And then that is part of the destiny that can never be changed. Therefore, we ask to come here. We are the ones that ask to come here, ladies and gentlemen. We determine our destiny when we ask to come here. Now, in the training, if you were in the class, there would be a diagram created according to the holy Odu. It would be designed with the earth and the sky joined together like they were close, like a calabash, and they called this the Odu, which is a reading that is given for your destiny. Whether it's completed, when it's completed, the name is invocated. It gives an invocation, like a cry of distress. Odu, unbeknowing to one, but the Odu gives the information, and this information comes from Oluduamore, who was at the right hand, who knew your destiny when you asked to come here. So you have already defined what your destiny would be. You only need to remember what your destiny was. Now, the four roots of the world are broken up into an ancestral circle. The spirit of Ifa, the invisible earth, domain of the ancestors inhabited Earth and the atmosphere, the moon and the sun. This stuff may be somewhat difficult for you to grasp now. It's a foundation that I'm giving you so that I can get you prepared to know a little bit about ephicology. So I'd like to now deviate a little bit and give you a little foundation of ephicology, which is a breakdown of what ephi is all about. As we point out earlier, ephi is a belief to know the cause of things and events, the names and nature of things, as well as their origin and chemical composition. In short, ephi is believed to know the secret of nature and its ability to make predictions is unlimited from the immense resolve of the knowledge. Various branches of knowledge emerge. This is why in Yoruba society, ifa is used by experts. It is used by experts, ladies and gentlemen, in ifa divination to predict future occurrences. It gives certain conditions as they are, because ifa knows the remedy for certain situations. It is used to prevent certain events from occurring and manners of suggested thought. Ephi divination, atonements, or appropriate sacrifices, it therefore can be used to predict events, foretell, by warning and provide solutions to anticipated problems. In many cases, such as knowledge, as acquired through Ephi, has worked and was commanded as a great respect among the Yoruba society. It is, however, important to point out that an Ifa priestess needs a long period of training. So you're forevermore in training, ladies and gentlemen. That is why this is not the priesthood training. This is giving you a foundation. If you want to go on and continue your training, you can and you must. Okay? The period of training, like the Western scientist, in order to acquire his knowledge, hence not anybody can be an Ifa priest. Don't think that it's strange, ladies and gentlemen. You just can't walk in here skipping into glory thinking you could become a priest with that small amount of time. You have to invest time a lifetime. Just as not anybody can be a theoretical physician or a surgeon. In both cases, it takes a long period of training, and that is to make sure that the person is thoroughly a master. Except that in the case of Ifa priests, a longer period is required to go through the manipulations of all of the 256 steps known as the Odu Ifa. Even here, there are two categories of the 256 Odus, Ifa, and the major 16 and the minor 240. In order to become an Ifa priest, one has to study properly literature of each Odu, one by one, with a minimum of 16 verses on stories in each Odu. Altogether, one is required to master by heart at least 4,096 Odus, 256 times 16 of the major 10 Odus. If one were to ignore the minor Odus, the 240 verses before one could be said to have properly graduated as an Ifa priest, one must be able to recite these verses from memory. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, without consulting textbooks. In fact, it is not until recently that we find the Ifa literature composite in the textbooks. This wasn't done before. This was an oral tradition of passing on the information, which is what I'm about to do, give you oral information. Okay? Yet the Yoruba passed down this knowledge from generation to generation through the medium of memory. So if you were locked away and an Ifa priest was captured, he could reinvent the Ole Odu through his memory. That is why the priest has the highest honor in African faith. If they've mastered these odus, they can reinvent these odus easily without having to pull out any book or dictionary. The study of Ifa, usually begins at early age and continues to the age of 30. Very few ever get to know more than half of the odus, at least the major odus and verses that Ifa literally has designed. Since we do rarely find Ifa priests who are less than age 30 years old, and their average age seems to be around 30 to 50 years old. It looks as if the grasping of the Ifa as a body of knowledge is not an easy thing to come by. At least I know that personally, firsthand, because it's very difficult to grasp this information. This situation seems comparable to the Plato of recommendation concerning the period between the study of the philosophy or the study of Ifa and the application as a philosopher, the king. This is possible, the comparison between the acquisition of knowledge by an Ifa priest and Plato's philosopher. King suggests to use the important role of Ifa in Europa, the epistemology. In the modern time, the concept of Ifa is conceived as some critical analysis and philosophical and scientific treatment from an epistemological point of view. It may very well supply us with the important ways of knowing. Now, what I'm saying here, ladies and gentlemen, Ifa is a lifetime endeavor of training. And in the priesthood, you must be prepared to have a lifetime of learning. Oromalas Ifa, the omniconscious intelligent. I'd like to read you a little bit about that. As a respectatory of knowledge, Ifa position is derived from Oromala, the ultimate possessor of the knowledge. There exists an existence, an interest in the comparable. Now, let me go to station identification, ladies and gentlemen. Giving ourselves just a brief break here.
I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should?
Community, tell me why won't he
us and they plan. Me need money to have the plan expand. The bank say no when I ask for help. Where are my brothers who got all their wealth? They say God bless the child who got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do? Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for going all the way with me on this segment. I'd like to thank those new listeners for joining us, and I encourage you to give me an email, drop me a line or two, letting me know you wanted to request to be a friend. I definitely could use a friend in this time and hour. Make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and the other is gold. So we invite you to send your emails and requesting to be a friend. Our friend slots are filling up, and we like to urge more of them. You have to continue to thank your friends in order to make new friends. I am so grateful for you allowing me to be your friend and your servant. I pay homage to you today. May your households be blessed, and may your children be richly blessed down to the third generation. Every one of you, I bless you and send you greetings and homage today. I'd like to also point out that Omi didn't forget about the Omi Corner with her book. I will give you that literature, and that listing is The Psychotechnology of Brainwashing, The African Passage, and that's by Chief Kabini Fahim Asante, excellent psychologist. He is an African-American psychologist, and he writes various different information for his patients and for clients. You definitely want to read the history section in the book about African Middle Passage. He gives an insert about the acknowledgement of the services that he can provide for the community that might be going through a psychological problem of the Middle Passage. Yes, we do suffer from the effects of the Middle Passage, just like the Holocaust victims suffer. African Americans are no different. We have had a long struggle, and we still continue to struggle, and we are pulling ourselves up, you mighty race. You can't accomplish what you will. However, we must pull together with all nationalities and denominations assisting the African American. Reparation, is that in order? That is a question. Do we deserve reparation because of the Middle Passage? Should we be considered for reparation? And if we did get reparation, how would they give it to us in a monetary? That is a question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Nevertheless, it needs to be examined. And if there is something to do, such as change the tax rate or to give us a plot of land, all those things are in order. And part of what is wrong with our community is that they're suffering unconditionally from a lot of displacement, displacements of jobs, displacement of lifestyles, economics. And if we take our dollar African Americans and circulate it in our own community, once we define what is an African community and circulate that dollar by taking our funds, purchasing things in our community, developing our own gardens, setting up our own stores, then we can, too, designate that we have a community. First of all, we've got to get back to understanding the village concept. And as you know, Omi does not believe in the village concept. It does not take a village to raise up an African child. It takes a parent to raise up a village. And that is what we're attempting to do, is to raise up parents with knowledge and information. Then in return, they will raise up a village and a child. Help us to do that, Europeans. You can help us to do that by assisting and aiding us, by appearing in this room, talking to your community about the needs of African American and how we have attempted to help ourselves. Of course, we will be asking from time to time for you to open up the way for us and allowing us to be able to clean ourselves up so we can get back into right standing, and that we don't have to ask for a handout from anyone, but just a hand up. And as you survey these rooms and come in, you see there are very intelligent people talking here with good sense. We're not talking about physically hurting anyone. We're just trying to better ourselves. All Africans are not trying to strike back and to get revenge, because we know our adversary will be avenged. We do not have to physically strike out at anyone. This is not the route that we're taking. We're asking that we're going to have to lock arms with a lot of people from different races and different cultures to make this thing happen for us. Now, European, you can do your job. You can lock arms with us, or you can talk against us, and you can continue to slur about us, or you can help us. It is your choice. We're opening ourselves up to allow you to be a part of what we're doing, but do allow us to clean ourselves up first so we can get our own households in order. Yes, we want to talk about the rituals of the divination. We want to share with you some of the powers of what we've been using in our custom. However, it is not for sale. It is not something we're marketing for sale. This is something first given to the Africans that they must use in their communities to better themselves. Then we will share it with the world. We are not selfish. Africans have always been willing to give of their substance, but we do not stockpile our belongings, and we have got to come away from the Eurocentric thinking in and of the fact that we need more than one or five pairs of shoes and all this excess stockpiling. This is not a part of our nature. We have never been connected to material things. We must first free ourselves of material things, reconnecting ourselves to flesh and blood and bonding with flesh and blood and knowing that each one of us are our brother's keeper. And the poem that I read by Maya Angelou every week, I want you to remember that because I'd like to go out here reading that poem because it's so essential that you remember that each one of us are responsible for each other's prosperity. Africans do not believe that they can get to heaven without taking another sister or brother. How is it that you're going to get to heaven and leave me back here, down here in hell? We don't believe that. We believe that we get to heaven together and we all prosper and party in heaven. So you've got to get your African mind back again. You've got to understand that the Africans wanted all people to prosper, even Europeans to prosper with us. There is no difference in who could practice Ifa. White people, Europeans, Hispanic, all are welcome. And this is one of the only traditional religions that I know that embraces all people. Aren't you happy? Aren't you happy that we are not trying to segregate from you, Europeans? Aren't you happy we're trying to embrace you? Then you should applaud us and come in this room and upgrade this room so that things will be done in a respectable way so that we are not checked down and we're not looked upon as being pagans. We're not pagans or fetish people, but we're very intelligent with master's degrees and credentials where we're conscious of the fact the African way is the way to go for uniting the world. Ifa will mend our broken hearts. Let me say that again. Ifa will mend our broken hearts. The Black African Family Pledge by Dr. Maya Angelou. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared kneeling in perilous underground, our children cannot hear us crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom and our mothers and fathers, our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten to love adversity within our gates and hold up to the mirror the world shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace each other, to embrace the loneliest, to keep company with our loneliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, to do all good deeds and things knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we are our brothers and sisters. In honor of those who toil and employ with God's golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought out the hopeless desolation, we make this pledge here today on this Friday. This is a pledge for each of your families. Apply it. European Jews, Gentiles, African Americans specifically and specifically. Apply it to your life. Make it applicable. Make it lasting. And on this Friday, as we get ready to go for a sabbatical, remember to be good to yourself. Love one another. Grant each other the privilege of being themselves. And I want to thank you today for letting me be myself again. I want to say thank you for allowing me to be African. Know who you are, African people. Be free in your spirit and be happy that you have a culture and not just a heritage. And know that you gave all civilization to the world. And know that we are the parent institute of the world and that they ought to look to us for directions and guidance. But we first must come up out. out of this anesthesis, this terrible slumber that we have found ourselves in. We must waken bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, informed and knowledgeable. I'm waking up some people today. I know I am. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. It's time to wake up. Wake up and be ready to move forward in the position so that when the 2012 rolls around, we are ready to make a change. We are embarking upon a new system, ladies and gentlemen, and that new system will grant us the ability to truly become brothers and sisters. And I want to say there is nothing wrong with us locking arms for the universe to see that we can have our own identity. We do not have to be jaded or faded and integrated into anything. When you have the world solution and you are a part of given civilization, integration means you both come to the table with something to integrate. But until you have something to integrate, there is no way to integrate. And we must establish what is truly ours so that we can sit down at the table with all denominations of people, being able to make this world available as having our share, our part of the continent, and locking ourselves to a land base. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We must identify our land base if we are going to be a people that is of a nation, one nation under a groove. And I say to each and every one of you, enjoy your weekend this weekend. Be a parent to your children. Teach them something. Read to them. Show them the way to get back to their African selves. And Europeans, don't be afraid to teach your children about the African struggle and the history and culture of Africans. Teach them the truth as I give you the truth. Unfold this educational problem of history being his story and the lies being told. Let's debunk those lies and bring about some truths in the world. And I say to you, you can make a difference. I know you can. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it by exchanging the barter system, purchasing from ourselves, keeping the dollars circulated among the Africans will give them ability to go back to work and have jobs and positions like we once had. We can do this today. And we're asking all denominations of people to pitch in and do your part. Don't slur against us. Don't go behind closed doors and talk about us. If you're going to do anything, help us, because we are going to reach back and help our brothers and sisters, and we are also going to include you into the scheme of things. We're going to allow you to be a part of this new system of life, because African Americans, believe it or not, will be awakened and heading things up once again, because the old things, the former things will pass away, but it is the cornerstone that was rejected that will be the foundation for the world. And Africans truly know who I'm talking about. The rejection that we've known through slavery, we've been loving enough to forgive and to give out and give in. We meet you with an open hand, not with a closed fist. Therefore, greet us in homage, because we are the mothers and fathers, and we are the illicit ones who will be the ones to bring foundation back to the world, socialization and parenthood and marriages and relationships. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're in for a treat. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Join us once again tomorrow, same time, same place, 646-478-0270. We're going out of here with the drums. We'll be right back. and gentlemen, and we give your world back to you. Thank you for allowing us to use your atmosphere for 1 hour, and we were careful to give it back to you. We'd like for you to continue to join us on this journey of neophyte training so that we can educate the world like the mothers and fathers once did. Come and join us. Be educated about Africa, the traditions of the family, and what is rightfully in order. Iwa, Pelu, good character and good conduct. We want to send 3 shouts out into the atmosphere to our neighboring radio station, Harambe, brother Delani Aman. We love you, and we continue to love you in spite of who you are. We'll continue to love you. We hope you love us back. We want to say Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. And Baba Booey to you, y'all. Have a great evening and a great weekend. Homie's out of here on sabbatical. Oh, Donald.